You're listening to 3CR Radio on International Day of Persons with Disabilities. I'm Tom Shakespeare, and have a good day.
Yeah, I wanted to create more awareness out there about schizophrenia, because I have mild schizophrenia, and there is a stigma attached, and people often think, oh, you know, are you violent and all this type of stuff, but I'm just trying to make people aware that we do function in society like everybody else. We just have a, I guess you could say, a condition.
What are you doing?
Equality isn't about being the same. It's about having the opportunity to achieve the same, having the doors open the same. We have to be seen as equal human beings, worthy of dignity, worthy of respect.
Hello, everybody. Ready? 1, 2, 3. La 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 bin day. La bin day. La 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 bin day. Hello, you are listening to 3CR on this beautiful International Day of People with a Disability.
Yay!
Yay! I'm Rosie, and this is Stella.
Hi.
And
are you?
Yes, you may know us from Are You Looking at Me? And today our show is called Bin Day, and we're going to start by talking a little bit about why our show is called Bin Day. So there will be another person coming into the studio a little later. She's unfortunately stuck behind because her taxi was late. But today we're going to be talking about access. And to us, you know, when we're thinking about access, we think about things like bin day, when the bins are out on the side of the road and you're trying to get into the car. On the footpath, yeah. And you have to go around, yeah, because you can't get through all the bins.
Yeah.
So that's why we're called Bin Day.
Annoying.
It's so annoying.
And I'm going to talk about that a bit later.
Yes, she will. Yeah, Stella's going to talk to us a bit about that a bit later. But we thought we were going to start the show a bit because we're talking about access, talking about schools. But I've actually been out of school for about 10 years now. and Stella just finished school last year. And the girl that was going to be in with us, who's coming in, is Claudia, and she finished this year. So, you know, for me, with access and schools, the things that bugged me the most were things like when they were renovating and there was cubicles that you couldn't get into.
Yeah.
Did that happen for you? Did you ever have renovations?
Not really.
Well, another thing was also, you know, when trying to get to a school, and to try and find the right school for a person with a disability. I remember my parents going to one school that my brothers went to, and they couldn't even find their accessible toilet. So, you know, I couldn't go there because, you know, they didn't even know where their access was. So I thought that was a bit ridiculous.
But it's not but ooh.
Yeah.
No, is it?
Yeah.
That going to a good school.
They'll support you. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You went to a pretty supportive school, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was at that.
And they were less supportive. Ah, okay. Well, we bumped into one of your teachers today, so So I think we should probably move on because we've got, you know, not a lot of people here to talk about schools. And like I said, I've been out of school for 10 years. And the only other tidbit I have for schools is once I had to take my mum on a school camp with me because I couldn't do pretty much any of the activities without her help. And one of my best friends that I went to school with, he has spinal muscular atrophy, and he had to bring his mum into the school as well, to the camp as well. So it was kind of like a nice little holiday for our mums and us, really. We actually stayed at a different place and everything. Was that... Sorry?
It defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it does defeat the purpose because you're not with your schoolmates and you're not experiencing the same things that they do and you feel really isolated. It's really annoying. So are you adding on to your story?
Editing
it, okay. Excellent. So coming up soon we'll have Stella talking about everything that we're going to be discussing today. So we'll go to an announcement.
We are not a medical misfit. So long as we have a world peopled by we humans, we will always have friends amongst us with disabilities. It is part of the nature of the human condition.
Having rights is to be able to go through and be able to have self-development, the chance to actually develop maybe economic resources, the chances to develop social need resources, the chances to actually have educational resources, to actually participate in society.
Hi, I'm Des McIntosh. December the 3rd is International Day of People with Disability.
So don't assume just because a deaf person is deaf, they can't be interviewed on radio. They can.
What if you couldn't piss unless I said so? And what if you couldn't eat unless I fed you real slow? And what?
You know, I'm not a fan of what they've replaced cripple with. Special needs? Really? If there's one thing I've learnt being a cripple, it's that special is just a code word for shit. Special schools, shit. Special buses, shit.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on International Day of Persons with, well, they call it disabilities. I don't.
So do me a favour, babe. Spend your life in my world.
Welcome back to 3CR's Bin Day for International Day of People with a Disability. You're in the studio with Stella and myself, Rosie.
Yeah.
And soon we'll have Claudia come in. So today we're talking about access, and we've just talked a little bit about access for schools. And now we might move on to a few other things, but we might, do you reckon you should play your bit now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure the aux cord is on and it will be playing nicely. If not, we'll just have to redo it. So when you're ready. All right. Did you play something?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to turn the auxiliary cord on. So it might be on the other side. Okay, well, I might just talk a little bit about music venues and then we might go to another announcement. But so for me, because today is our themed, choices and rights, and I think that it's people's, you know, people, a lot of people choose to go and see live music, and it's their right to go see live music, in my opinion. It's one of my favourite things. And it's something that I think, you know, slowly but surely it's happening. We're becoming more accessible when it comes to music venues, and I think artists are starting to realise the importance of letting absolutely everybody come in to see a live show. And there's a few... there's a few venues in Melbourne that have actually become more accessible by having more access into the building itself, having disabled toilets so people can go to the toilet, having low-down bars so that people can see the person, you know, who might be short-statured or be in a wheelchair, that, you know, to say, hey, you know, you can order from the bar. And also... you know, because I think it's a slow process, but there has been some venues that I've been into that have been a bit ridiculous. I've been to venues where I've had to walk up a huge flight of stairs only to find out that they've got an accessible toilet. And I think, how is a person in a wheelchair meant to, like, gravitate, you know, up all of these stairs to go to the toilet? This is ridiculous, don't you think?
Mm.
And there's, you know... But I think, it's getting a lot better with music venues and access. Mm. And it's the same with restaurants. I think, they're starting to realise that, disabled people do like to eat. Yeah. We're quite fond of food, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
So have we got the auxiliary cord sorted? No. Okay. We might go to another announcement. And I'll make a
suggestion. Hi, I'm Des McIntosh. December the 3rd is International Day of People with Disability.
So don't assume just because a deaf person is deaf, they can't be interviewed on radio. They can.
What if you couldn't piss unless I said so? And what if you couldn't eat unless I fed you real slow? And what?
I'm not a fan of what they've replaced cripple with. Special needs? Really? If there's one thing I've learnt being a cripple, it's that special is just a code word for shit. Special schools, shit. Special buses, shit.
You're listening to Patricia, 855 AM on International Day of Persons with, they call it disabilities. I don't.
So do me a favour, babe. Spend your life in my world.
Welcome back to Bin Day for the International Day of People with Disabilities. You're in the studio with Stella. And now Claudia.
Hello.
And myself, Rosie. And it's very exciting to have Claudia back in the studio.
Yes, I'm not even late because I'm a taxi. Yep. Half an hour late, but I'm here now. Thank God.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're up to talking about music and venues. And I know that you went to Ability Fest. So.
I did. It was a festival that was organised by a Paralympian by the name of Dylan Alcott, very famous man. And he had the bright idea to have a whole festival that was dedicated to providing access for people with a disability. Yeah. And so he had things like disability toilets, and the whole venue was wheelchair accessible. There were ramps, and there were on-land interpreters. Yeah, it was fantastic.
So do you think he thought of, absolutely everything for all types of disabilities?
I think so. I think he was very... I wouldn't know about all disabilities, but I certainly think that I had no problems that day. And, I'm in a wheelchair, I need a lot of help.
Yeah.
And I had no difficulties, so...
Excellent. So you'd go back again next year?
Oh, I can't wait to go back again.
Oh, good. That's awesome. I really want to go. I couldn't go this year, so next year's the year for me.
I would recommend it to anyone, even if you don't have a disability.
Yeah.
It's just like any other music festival.
Exactly. It's just a bit easier, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can finally go over to Stella now. Woo!
So today is International Day for People with Disabilities. And Rosie and I, who you may know from Are You Looking at Me?, are talking about access. Rosie and I are both wheelchair users and we find some things pretty inaccessible sometimes. When I go shopping, sometimes I find that I can't get into certain shops because they have steps instead of a ramp or lift. I am able to walk, but I struggle to walk long distances, so I use a wheelchair when I'm out and about. This means it's frustrating when I come across bad access. I, like all young girls around my age, like shopping, but it's really annoying when I come across shops with steps and I can't get in. Sometimes, shops can be on two levels, with one level which is wheelchair accessible, but has steps up to the second level. Mm. Another thing that does my head in is when I'm walking down the street and there's footpath works in the middle of the path with no ramps off and onto the curbs, and I have to go back the way I came and cross the road. So annoying. Sometimes, if you're lucky, there will be ramps going off and onto the curb. But there are times when they don't think about wheelchair users and you have to go all the way back and cross the road. I have run into footpath works on several occasions, and it's really annoying because my speech is hard to understand. It can be difficult to ask for help. I usually just try to find another way around it. It would be pretty easy and simple to just put a couple of ramps down on the curb so wheelchair users can get around it.
Exactly.
A big thing in Melbourne that has problems with access is public transport. The metro trains are good because every train has a ramp that travels with it. Trams, however, can be quite tricky. Not all accessible trams match up with the accessible superstops, which means that sometimes we have to wait a long time at an accessible stop for an accessible tram to come along. The disabled people of Melbourne were promised that 90% of the tram network would be accessible by the end of 2017. Currently, it is only about 17% accessible in 2018. Luckily, the trains are much better and easier to catch as you can get off at any station. But, having said that, part of my disability means that my speech is hard to understand, so sometimes I find it difficult to tell the driver where I'm getting off, as this is what we have to do. You can get ramp reminders to write down where you're going, but my handwriting is also hard to read. I do, however, have my ways of working around these things. I will usually type the station on my iPhone in the Notes app and show it to the driver, which works pretty well for me. I just have to rely on the driver's memory, which sometimes works. And sometimes doesn't.
Yep.
Overall, public transport is mostly accessible, but there are some things that need to be improved in order to make it 100% accessible. There are different types of things that make access good and bad. These include physical barriers, attitudes, and technology. I have already mentioned steps that might lead into a building we want to go and can be frustrating.
Yep.
Sometimes places can look accessible from the outside with a ramp leading up to it, but once we are in the building it can be tricky to navigate around as there may not be a lot of space for our wheelchairs. Another frustrating thing is not having enough signage pointing to where you want to go.
Yes.
It makes it harder to find our way around, especially if we're in a crowd of people. An example is at Melbourne Central train station, where they have the platform number before you go through the barrier. I hate this because I have to remember the number as I'm going through the barrier, which is a bit of palaver. I have speech that is hard to understand, so if I have to ask for help with bad access it becomes tricky. Most people assume that because I can't talk clearly I'm not intelligent. Most of the time, if I come across bad access I will just find another way around it. For example, last year I completed my VCE exams and the people wouldn't allow me to have a scribe who knew me. This is a necessity for me as I wouldn't have been able to complete my exams without this, as they wouldn't have been able to understand me. After fighting to have someone that knew me to scribe for me, I was able to successfully complete my exams and pass my VCE. As you may have noticed, our show today is called Bin Day. This is because the three of us all find Bin Day very frustrating, as we struggle to get down the street in our wheelchairs when there are lots of bins out on the footpath. It is similar to what I was talking about before with the footpath works. If you think about a narrow street with lots of bins on the footpath and a wheelchair user trying to get through them all, it is very difficult. Everything that I have talked about here I believe needs to be addressed. It is all very frustrating, which is why I think it needs to be talked about, especially today on International Day for People with Disabilities.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I don't really know, and I think I have similar issues with how I have access as well as having speech difficulties and people understanding me. I completely understand it.
I think it's ridiculous if people don't think you're intelligent because of your speech. Like, you're the smartest person I think I've ever met in my life. You're welcome. She meant to add you, Claudia, but she's just Rosie and myself. I am myself and Rosie.
It's
all right. It's the taxi's fault.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm glad that you mentioned about signage, because for me, signage is a big thing. Like. To talk about, why I wanted to have this day,
why don't you Have a go.
All right. Well, I'll quickly talk about it. We've got 6 minutes left, but yeah. So for me, going down like a really steep hill in my because the two lovely ladies that are with me have power chairs, but I've got a manual chair, so I'm pushing myself down a really steep hill, and then all of a sudden it just turns into stairs at the bottom. And that really bugs me, because how hard would it be to have clear signage saying, this ramp will turn into stairs, or, for wheelchair access, please go this direction. Yeah. It really bugs me when there's not clear, signage. Like, I feel like, with access, things are getting better. Slowly, but surely, yeah. So... Yeah, there's still heaps more to come, that they can do. So signage for me is a big one. Although I've really been enjoying going on the tram with Stella to come into the studio. First time I've ever really been on a tram is this year.
I remember one time when I had on a tram. I was on a school station.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get on. So I was left on my own at the tram stop while my whole class had gone off.
Did they realise you were there by yourself?
No, they knew I was there. But they said, look, we organised it. We had this far. We might as well take the whole class and this is what you do until we get that.
Really? So they made you... How long were they?
And the worst part was it was raining that day, so... I was in the name at the train.
Did they get in trouble for that?
No.
That is...
My mum complained to the school, it was... Yeah.
That is outrageous.
Yeah. But that's the thing about trains are okay.
Yeah.
But it's trams that don't always have wheelchair access.
I'm very... like a bit like you, Stella, with the trains. I kind of just rely on the train driver's memory, because I feel like, it's their one kind of not one job. Obviously, they're driving the trains, and that's pretty difficult. But they also have to think about other people, coming in and stuff. So yeah. So we've been told to wrap up, even though we've got 4 minutes, but whatever. So hopefully everyone has enjoyed our little segment, Bin Day, about access. It did go very quickly.
And thank you for having me. This is my first radio show.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You've done a fantastic job. Yeah, so hopefully, this is a bit of food for thought for people out there listening.
Yeah.
We've hoped that everyone's had, a great time listening. I've had a great time being on air talking a lot.
Maybe you can do something.
Do something?
And make the world more.
Yeah. Maybe someone out there, this will give you an idea of how to make the world a bit more accessible.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Bin Day with Stella, Claudia and Rosie. And next up at 2 o'clock, we've got Not Normal.
Bye.
Bye.